We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top of the Amud, a little more maybe, beginning a line, Aman Shamet Leh. We just learned, and according to Rashi, the Ikar Pshat, there's a Machlekes Tanakama Rav Gamil, if you find Tefillin out in the Sada, how many could you bring in wearing, how many Tefillin could you wear to bring them into the city? According to Tanakama, it could be one pair of Tefillin, it means one on your head and one on your arm. According to Rav Gamil, you can bring two pairs of tefillin. And what's the machlekes? So the Gemara explains that machlekes is with Shabbos is man tefillin. According to Tanna Kamma, Shabbos is a chiyuv tefillin on Shabbos. There's a chiyuv tefillin on Shabbos. So if you put an extra pair, you're over Baal Tosef, because it's man tefillin. It's a time when you could put on tefillin. So you're walking with two pairs, you're over Baal Tosef. According to Rav Gamil, Shabbos loves man tefillin. So all you're doing is wearing an ornament. And there you could wear two, because two fit in this mokum tefillin, therefore it's considered a tachshit, but more than two already is not a tachshit, and that's why you can't bring more than two. So it comes out from our Mishnah, the Zman D'Yoma holds Shabbos Zman Tefillin. Now who is that Zman D'Yoma who holds that Shabbos is Zman from Tefillin? That's the Gemara is going to discuss. Man Shamalei Shabbos Zman Tefillin. Who is the Tano who holds that Shabbos is Chayiv and Tefillin? Chayiv and Tefillin even on Shabbos. So the Gemara Rabbi Kiva, it's Rabbi Kiva. First Gemara thinks it's Rabbi Kiva, the Tehillim, the Nebraisa. It says in the Pasuk, the end of Kaddish Nikol Bechor, after it talks about Tefillin, the Pasuk before that is, next Pasuk says, you should keep this Chayik forever and ever. So Yomim, it's mashed with Afka Yomim, it's not nights. And mi yomim, it says mi yomim yomim, some of the days, not all the days, v'loi kol yomim, pral shabbos yomim tevim. Divrei Reis Agdili. Reis Agdili says that there's a miyut here in the pasuk, two miyutim. First of all, no tefillin at night. Number two, Shabbos yomim tevim nachayim in tefillin. Rabbi Kiva, yomim, no, loy nema chukazu elin ye pesach vavad. This pasuk is talking about karm pesach. Do you have to keep the karm pesach from year to year? Mishana l'shana, like Rashi explains. So since Rabbi Kiva does not have the drash of Reis Aglili, so therefore, for Rabbi Kiva, there's no makar that Shabbos is part of Tefillin, so he must be the one the Yom holds that Shabbos is Chayiv and Tefillin. You don't have a makar for part of Tefillin. That Pasuk is talking about Karim Pesach. So Gemara asks, if that Pasuk is talking about Karim Pesach, but hello, the Tanah, we have a Mishnah in Masechtas Krisis that says that anything in Chayiv and Karis, you bring a Chatos if you don't do it. Besides for Pesach and Milo, even though you Chayiv Karis for not doing it, you're not chayav a chatas. Why not? So the Mishnah explains because there's no lav there. It's asay. It's for elohad tnan a pesach when we limit to asay. If the pasuk v'shemarta as chukazoy lemeadam yom mimimah is talking about karm pesach, so then it should be a lav. And we'll see why in a second. Because also neshamer is a lav. So lema, you can say that Mishnah is loyker Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva, kivin the mukulah pesach. Since you say the pasuk v'shemarta is talking about karm pesach. Lav nami ikar. There's a lav there also. Kid Rav Rav Eloi, Dom Rav Oven Am Rav Eloi. Kol Mokem Shnema Hishomer. Anytime it says the entire word Hishomer or pen or Vaal, any one of these three lashonos, it ain't Ela Beloi Sasa. It's a lav. So the question is that if Rabbi Kiva is saying Shemarta is a chukah azoyis the me'adam yom yomim is talking Karm Pesach, lechayra that makes that the Karm Pesach has a lav as well. So lechayra it should be chayav echatos. What's the Mishnah increases? It's not like Rabbi Kiva. So I want to know, if you'll tell Rabbi Kiva, Hishomer de lav, lav. Hishomer de asay, asay. When Hishomer is telling you not to do something, then even though it didn't say Lashon Lois asay, it's a lav because it's Hishomer. When it's telling you to do something, then it's not a lav, it's asay. Rashi gives an example of Hishomer of a lav. It says, Hishomer menega tzeras. It means you shouldn't cut off the tzeras. There, it's a lav. But when it's by asay, it's asay. So right now we're coming out that Rabbi Kiva is the one who holds that Shabbos Zman Tefillin. Why? Because he doesn't have the miyut of Miyom Yimima. But the Gemara is going to ask that we have Rabbi Kiva who says a different miyut for Shabbos. The Sava Rabbi Kiva Shabbos Zman Tefillin. Does Rabbi Kiva hold the Shabbos Zman Tefillin? By the time you learned in a brisa, Rabbi Kiva Imer Yochol Niach Adam Tefillin B'Shabbos Yom Tovim. You would think a person should put on Tefillin on Shabbos Yom Tov. Tamalema V'Hoy Lachol Lois Ayodecha. That Tefillin is Ois on your hand. It's an ois between you and Hashem, and that's ois on your hand. And we have, but on Shabbos, you don't need that ois. Misha trich an ois, only if you need ois. Yotzu elu, but that comes to exclude the days. Shehin gufan ois, the days itself is ois, like Rashi says, it says in Shabbos, by Shabbos, ki oisi beini yivenechem. It says by the pasuk v'shom reishos Shabbos ki oisi, it's ois, so you don't need another ois of tefillin. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva holds your potter from tefillin on Shabbos Yom Tov. As an aside, I didn't see anyone speaks about this, but l'chaira, the question is milo also is ois. So every day you have ois. What do you need tefillin? You have ois of milo. So you have to what? Shabbos is not really doing. It's ois. You could be not doing. You see, resting. It's could be a pshat. I heard no different. I mean, everyone needs two oises every day. You need at least two oises, it must be. So you need the mila and the tefillin. And on Shabbos, you have the Shabbos. Yeah. So Gemara says, so it can't be Rabbi Akiva Shabbos man tefillin. So back to Shver, who is this elusive Tana that holds the Shabbos man tefillin, which we said is really our Tana Kama. Elahai Tanahu. It's the following. Maybe it's the following Tana. Tainlintan Abraisa, Hanir Belaila. Someone's awake at night, which means he's not sleeping. Because if he's sleeping, he shouldn't put on tefillin anyway, because Shami Yafiach Behem. He might not have a gufnaki at night. But if he's up, what's the halacha? So Tanakhama says, Rotzo Choylitz, if he wants, he can take off his tefillin. Because Xeri might fall asleep. But Rotzo Maniach, if he wants, he can put on tefillin, because he's chayiv in tefillin. Divri Rab Nosson. You don't put on tefillin at night at all. So the Tanakhama says you could put on tefillin at night, and it's a mitzvah. Mid the Laila Tanakhama is van tefillin, but probably Shabbos Nami is van tefillin. And Rashi explains why. Because if you hold Laila is van tefillin, it means you don't hold it apostolic, but Shemarta Sechukah Zayis Miyad Mimimimimimimimimim. So if you don't hold it apostolic, so you hold Shabbos van tefillin also. So we have Madiyam of Shabbos van tefillin. Right, the Gemara Kasha, very simple Kasha. What do you mean? Dilmos Virle, maybe he holds like a Rekiva. Dilmos Virle Laila is van tefillin, who? Because he doesn't have the apostolic of Shemarta, you're right. But Shabbos lav zman tefillin hu. Do shamin le Rabbi Akiva, because you have Rabbi Akiva, the amar laila zman tefillin hu, because Rabbi Akiva does not have a miyut of miyom and mima. And still, Shabbos lav zman tefillin hu because of the ois. So again, this Tana is not a right. This Tana holds laila zman tefillin, but what do you see holds Shabbos zman tefillin? That's still shver. Maybe he holds with Rabbi Akiva. So who is the man the amar holds Shabbos zman tefillin? So the Gemara says, I'm going to bring down another raya. Just to give a hakdama for the next raya is that a mitzvah saseh shazman groma noshim apata from. Any mitzvah say, and anything that does not all the time, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. And there's another shayla. According to our Gemara, this man the Yomar, if it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, a noshim are not allowed to do it. According to Rashi, the reason why you're not allowed to do it is because it's similar to Baal Taisif. And according to Taisif, the reason why you're not allowed to do it, every mitzvah has their own reason why. For example, tefillin. If it's not chayim that mitzvah, they're not allowed to do it because they're not bekiyim to keep a guf naki, and they can't be oil regal because it looks like they're going to bring a carbon, which they're not allowed to do, and they're not allowed to blow shofar because it's a issur derabanan. But according to Rashi, it's issur derabanan to make noise on Shabbos. So if it's not a mitzvah, then it's issur derabanan. What on Yom Tov also it's issur derabanan shvus. But according to Rashi, it's all about Taisif. So if mitzvah says in Rama, there's another man the Yomar, we'll see soon, but this video is man the Yomar, if you're not chayiv in it, then it's a shayla of about Taisif going Rashi. So the Gemara is bring a raya. Now tefillin, if you're potter on Shabbos and night, then it's a mitzvah says in Rama. But if you're chayiv all the time, then it's a mitzvah says loya is man Rama. So let's now go, we're looking for the man the Yomar, Shabbos man tefillin. So Gemara says, Ella hai tanu, it's this tanu coming up. The tanya, the braisa, michal bas kushi. Michal bas Kushi was Michal bas Shaul. Shaul is called Kushi, like Rashi brings down from the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Divrei Kush ben Yamini." And Rashi, in I think what Cotton says or other Masechta says that the reason why it's called Kushi is because he was such a big tzaddik. Just like we know a Kushi is black, he was such a big tzaddik like that. So Michal bas Kushi, Shaul's daughter, Hayisam Menachas Tzilin, she's to wear tefillin. Like Michu b'Chachamim, and the Chachamim were not Meicha. And the way Tosfos Rosh learns, Uberotzen Chacham Ma'ayu, he says. It was Chamal allowed it. The Ishtel Shel Yoina, and the wife of Yoina, this is Yoina ben Amitai, the famous Yoina from Sefer Yoina, his wife, used to be Ola Regal. He said, Ola Regal, Leimichu Becham, Becham didn't object. When Leimichu Becham, Alma Kasabri, Mitzvah Seish, Lois Van Gromahi, and you see, it's a Mitzvah Seish, Lois Van Gromahi, because if not, it would have been Osal, Spal Tosif. They said they could put on tefillin and go Ola Regal. So you see, that tefillin must be a Mitzvah Seish, Lois Van Gromahi. Oh, the Gemara's asked the cash by the regal, but Mila is more saying mitzvah says by grandma that must be that you know, it's chayiv on Shabbos and chayiv at night, because if not they wouldn't let him wear tefillin. Dr. Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Why is not a raya? Because we said that this man Yama holds that if a lady does a mitzvah saseh, shaloy azman groma, firashi, it's about toysef. So a mitzvah saseh, azman groma, it's about toysef. That means in Fidus Gemara right now, if a lady shakes a lulav, she's talking about toysef. Gemara says, maybe this is going to give man Yama, like, we might be paskin. But duma sovla karabyesi. The Omar, Rabbi Yossi holds, the Omar noshim soim chayis reshos. Rabbi Yossi holds that even though smicha is definitely part of a lady, it says, dabra al b'nei Yisrael v'loi b'noi Yisrael, but they're allowed to do it if they want. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. That means by mitzvah saseh shazman grama or any other mitzvah noshim apater, they could do it if they want. It's not also about toysef. It's just not a chiyiv. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. So maybe Michal bas kushi, that was going according to Madi Omar, holds soim chayis reshos. And I'll bring you a raya to that. The ishtah of Yoina ben Amita went to Eilu Regal, v'loy michuba, and the Chum allowed it. Mikel Amandi Yoma, there Amandi Yoma holds Regal lav mitzvah saseh shizman gromahu. Does anyone hold that Eilu Regal is not a mitzvah saseh shizman gromah? And still, we allowed her to do it. Must be Elaka Sabar Rishos, Hachanami Rishos. So there must be, they're going mitzvah kumas. That means, they were saying, we want to bring a raya of Shabbos man tefillin. We said, oh, she put on tefillin, it must be, it's always chayiv, even on Shabbos. We're saying, no, it's not a raya, because maybe it's potter on Shabbos. And it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Why are we allowed to do it? Because we hold, noshim soim chayis reshos. As an aside, I just want to speak out, the Meritz Chiyas says that Yoina ben Amita, Yoina was from Malchi Yisrael, the people from Yisrael, not from Yehuda. This is when after they split up the two sections of Klal Yisrael, Yehuda and Yisrael, they didn't go Eil Regal because they had the eagle that they had there. They didn't want to go Eil Regal. Yonim Amita either was from Zvulun or Asher, he says, and he still went up to be Eil Regal. His wife went with him. It was special mysterious nefesh that Yonim went to be Eil Regal. That's the Shaykhis for Yonim, Ayin Shom and Ritzchias.